USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Votes on President Biden's domestic agenda could come soon, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The President supports Speaker Pelosi and is behind any timing she feels is right.
The government is setting a January 4th deadline for big companies to make workers get their COVID shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on Capitol Hill.
We know the most disruptive thing in a workforce is to have a COVID outbreak and to have workers in that workforce come down with COVID infection, severe disease, and in some cases, death.
OSHA officials say this, like other Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules that apply to the workplace, will be voluntarily complied with. Any non-compliant companies could face penalties of nearly $14,000 per violation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Department of Justice is suing Texas over the state's new voting law, arguing that some measures passed by the GOP-controlled legislature early this year would disenfranchise eligible Texas citizens who seek to exercise their right to vote. The Texas voting law, which is known as Senate Bill 1 and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott in September, makes a host of challenges that further tighten the state's election laws, such as banning drive-through voting and setting new rules for voting by mail. The suit is based on two provisions of the new law, one related to assistance in voting booths and another related to the rejection of mail-in ballots. The law, set to take effect in time for the 2022 primary elections, has already faced legal challenges that generally argue it will disproportionately impact voters of color and voters with disabilities. Those challenges could delay the implementation of the new state law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One governor says Tuesday's election isn't quite over.
Republican candidate for New Jersey governor Jack Cittarelli is responding to media reports calling the election for Governor Phil Murphy.
Currently, Governor Murphy and I are separated by about 1% after 2.4 million ballots counted. There are still tens of thousands of vote-by-mail and provisional ballots yet to be counted. No one should be declaring victory or conceding the election until every legal vote is counted.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Texas woman who entered the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection and later tweeted she wouldn't go to jail was sentenced to 2 months in prison. Jennifer Lee Ryan, a 51-year-old real estate broker from Frisco, Texas, was also charged a $1,000 fine as well as $500 in restitution to the architect of the Capitol. She pled guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She surrendered a few days after the riots to federal investigators who also searched her home. On the day of the riots, she shared a video saying she and her group traveled to Washington, D.C. to storm the Capitol. Ryan said in a television interview that she believed she was following the wishes of former President Trump. She said, "He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there." Ryan's PayPal account was closed in January after she tried to solicit donations to cover her legal fees and business losses. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.